I would say the main aim is to speak about human beings. In Yad Vashem, we mainly deal with the Jews, but not only. We also deal with the perpetrators. We deal with the bystanders. And I think the main aim is to make people think. To make people think about human behaviors. To make people think about human moral. To make people think, how was it to live under these circumstances? To make people think, how was it, as I said, humanly possible that the Holocaust happened? Of course, you don't have an answer, but it's mainly to make people think. We are giving them the historical facts, we are giving them the testimonies, but we really want them to think as the Holocaust, that was something that was made by human beings. The SS, the Wehrmacht were human beings, of course. They didn't come from another planet. It was performed on other human beings, like Jews and Sinti and Roma and homosexuals and asocials. We have a variety of victims. And we're, of course, speaking about the third group of the Holocaust, which is the bystanders. And we are trying, again, to make them think by themselves and by knowing the historical facts, by knowing the historical dilemmas, mainly of the victims. I mean, it will be too ambitious to say, and even naive to say, that we are trying to teach it in order that something like this will not happen again, okay? People in Israel, educators in Israel, in Germany, actually all over the world, are teaching the Holocaust since 1945. On the way, we had the Balkan Wars, and we had Darfur, and we had Rwanda, and I'm not saying that, I wish I could say that education will prevent the next genocide, but we are trying to make people to think by themselves, and hopefully when something like this, which I hope won't happen, but they will stop and think for a second. And even in little things, for example, let's not speak about the huge thing of genocide, but if a group of students were in Yad Vashem and they went through a workshop and they heard a survivor speaking about how humiliated he felt when he was expelled from school, how humiliated he felt when he had to wear the yellow Jewish star. And I hope, you know, that education, that the next time someone in this child, student class, will be humiliated, or when he will face injustice, small, even small injustice, I hope something will come out of it.